Trey Hendrickson gets a raise from the Cincinnati Bengals, and now he's going to be happy. He's going to play with them because that's what he wanted. He wanted a little pay bump. That's not what he really wanted, but they gave him a $14 million raise for this season, which is crazy. Boosted his 2025 salary to $30 million. Also, revised deal includes a $1 million incentive that he collects if he plays 60% of the plays and the Bengals make the playoffs. So they got to do both. He can play 90% of the plays. If they don't make the playoffs, you don't get your money. I don't know how
Baby, I got your money. Be in there.
But at the same time, Joe asked us, how does this impact the AFC North? I'm going to tell Joe it changes nothing because I had Trey Hendrickson playing this year anyway. Well, so, me, I don't think it does anything.
For me, it changes everything because it gives Cincinnati one good defensive player now. Now they have one. I mean, with all due respect, like, they had to get this done. And I don't know why they play so many damn games. Playing like the damn thing with Boomer Esiason, where they sent him an email inviting him to go in their Ring of Fame or whatever it is, or to be honored. And they're like, yeah, but you got to pay your own way.
That's
what?
It's unbelievable, actually. Unbelievable.
This is a professional organization, but yeah. Trey Hendrickson's a great player. But I don't know that they have enough around him because I still think Joe Burrow is going to throw his arm out by week 12.
This means nothing to me. It's he was going to play, Ed. We know that. He wasn't going to. If you want more money, mm-hmm. so you're not going to lose money to prove a point.
But you know what it's like, and it's funny too when people kind of point out all these guys that are holding out and not having this. It was like when people were talking about the Orioles signing Bassaio. What does it mean for Adley? Like, Bassaio wasn't going to be here for 6 years already?
Right.
Like, I mean, look, it's great that they signed him, but yeah. He was still going to be here.
He wasn't
anyway.
Leaving after this year. Yeah. In terms of the Bengals, Jeremy, you ever gone to the McDonald's and the ice cream machine is always broken?
Yes.
But you go to some McDonald's and the ice cream machine always works?
Yes.
The Bengals are the McDonald's ice cream machine is always broken.
I'm still going regardless.
That's, yeah. They may be a franchise, but their operating cost isn't the same as the other McDonald's.
Yeah.
That's what the Bengals are.
It's just a bad organization, man.
A horrible organization.
I'd feel like...
The Browns are a better organization than the Bengals. Think about that for a second.
It's terrifying.
Yeah. I mean, if you look at wins and losses... No, Rob, the Bengals went to a Super Bowl multiple times. That's fine.
Can I tell you the only difference? Is the fact that the Bengals were drafting high the right years where the Browns weren't. You know, like,
if you ask me, hey, Rob, you got to play for one of those Ohio teams. I'm picking the Browns every day of the week. Mm. Seriously. They at least pay.
Yeah. I mean, they paid Deshaun way too much money.
We went to, Vinny and I used to do the AFC North tour.
Yeah.
The Browns would run better than the Bengals.
I mean, the worst kept secret is Cincinnati's Northern Kentucky, though.
Worst kept secret. That's what we stayed in Kentucky. The hotel we stayed in, it was in Kentucky. The bar that we got put out of because Vinny used the wine list as a frisbee.
Why does that not surprise me at all?
It's just so funny.
Here it is. Give me something that I can flick. He said, where's your wine list? Guy gave it to him. He said, yeah. And flicked it at the guy like a frisbee.
He wipes his ass with the contract.
And he walked out the bar, and I'm standing there looking, and I'm looking at the bartender and like, I'm sorry. I'm going to go follow him.
On the way out.
Vinny Serrato could be one of the guys sitting outside that restaurant with Tony Soprano.
Yes.
He flipped the guy off he cut in front of the guy. The guy had his arms up, raised up, like, what are you doing? He flips him off, puts his hand out the window, flips him off.
I wasn't going to talk about his driving, but.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I'm telling you, Vinny Serrato could be outside with Tony Soprano. That's the guy. He is. That's the kind of guy he is. I'm serious. He talks trash about everybody.
I had a great day with him. It was very, I was.
Oh, really, I didn't say it wasn't fun.
Oh, no, I'm just saying. But the driving, I was like, wow. I remember you talking about it. Mm. At one point, he's got a brand new car. Because the deer totaled his car.
Oh, that's right.
So he's got
Why do you let the deer drive it?
Anyway, he's all of a sudden he's like, because the thing had massaging seats, all kinds of things, but the car alerted him.
I'm surprised he could afford that.
It said like a drowsiness alert. He goes, I don't understand. Why does this car think I'm drunk? I go, Vinny, you're crossing the middle line over and over. The car thinks you're sleeping.
That's why. It's exactly what happened. It's like,
I'm going to write a song for Vinny. Instead of white lines, it's going to be white wine.
I got invited. Becky cooked the dinner. It was amazing. Short ribs.
She's a great cook.
Oh.
She's a great
She made short cook. Ribs. Yeah. It was delicious. And of course, Vinny gave me some great wines and stuff. It was a very nice day.
Yeah, like again, didn't say I didn't have fun, but yes. I drive fast. He drives aggressively.
Would you be worried going over his house to bring a bottle of wine that it wasn't good enough?
I would never take a bottle of
what
wine.
He wanted.
I did it.
Yeah.
The first time I went over years ago, I said it in the air. I'll tell you what I said and what Rob said. I go over to Vinny's house years ago and I buy a bottle of wine. You know, something for me that was kind of, it was like $25. And I find about Vinny. Obviously, he put it right down. I was like, when I learned, he must have just thrown it out. Rob's like, nah, probably cooked with it.
Yep. 100%. It became sauce. Your wine became sauce. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the fan. I'm going to tell you right now, nobody in this building knows him better than me. Nobody. I spent 5 years with that dude.
Yeah.
On the road, at the Super Bowl, at his house. I know his kids. I know. Like, if you tell me he did something, I can assess whether he really did it. Like, Vinny did such and such, such, and I'll think, nah, he didn't do that. Vinny said, yeah, he
probably. Hold on, do you have him down kind of like if we, you know, so how you talk about if we find your body in the mountains, in the ocean?
Oh, yeah.
That we know something.
That didn't happen.
No, that wasn't him.
That wasn't him.
Yeah.
Yeah.